This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. Fiona.
Yes, our next guest is another regular that we really enjoy having on the show, Nevena Sporovska, the co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby. Welcome to the program, Nevena.
Thank you, Fiona. My favourite place to be on a Saturday morning.
You know how to butter us up.
Well, that's right. Just that and some, you know, donuts and sweet treats and, that we're, you know, we're happy as clam. Thanks for being on the show.
Good to know.
Now, Nevena, there's quite a few things to discuss this morning, so we'll get right into it. There are three bills that are currently with the Parliament that are all going to affect our community in some way, and you put out a release recently regarding the assisted reproductive bill.
That's right. So the lobby welcomed this bill and thinks it's a really positive step forward because it's going to reduce the discrimination against people in same-sex relationships. And importantly, it's going to implement some of the recommendations of the Gordon Review. So this Assisted Reproductive Treatment Amendment Bill, or let's just call it ART for short, has passed the lower house and is now heading to the upper house. While we support this bill, we have noted that we believe there are a few amendments that could be made to it to improve the situation for LGBTIQ+ people accessing reproductive technology, and we've put together a briefing for Upper House members to consider those and greatly look forward to having conversations with some certain members in the future.
So is that briefing available publicly, Nevena, if people want to see that and see what your views are?
Absolutely.
How can we access that?
That's available across our social media. So if you head to our Facebook or Twitter page, you'll be able to access that to get an overview of this bill, as well as the recommendations that we're putting forward to really strengthen what this bill is seeking to do.
Okay. So, look, there's a lot happening in Parliament at the moment. We've got the amendments to the Equal Opportunity Act around religious discrimination or exemptions. We also have the Hate Crimes Bill. Is this going to keep you busy? All this work?
This is going to keep us very busy, Cass, but it's the best kind of busy to be because these are step forwards that the community has been calling for such a long time, and I think we can all breathe a sigh of relief when Victorian religious schools will no longer be able to sack or refuse to hire staff based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. This is something that we've been lagging behind in Victoria, and it's been really positive to see the opposition leader Matthew Guy, as well as the new Shadow Equality Minister James Newbury, put on the public record that no one should live in fear because they are queer and your sexuality has nothing to do with your job and certainly shouldn't be the risk of being sacked for it. So this is fantastic to see that this is happening to the Equal Opportunity Act. For the next 3 weeks, the government's undertaking a consultation process before it then gets put to Parliament. So fingers crossed that's going to be a positive step forward. And then, of course, we've got our anti-vilification reform. So what that is really seeking to do is to expand the anti-vilification protections. And this, importantly, Cass, now has bipartisan support to include sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, disability and HIV/AIDS status as protected attributes, as well as race and religion.
So that's got bipartisan support, so it'll just get through.
Mm. It does.
Oh, wonderful.
It does.
And do you have a sense of the other two bills? Will they have bipartisan support as well? I mean, we did have Matthew Guy in this very studio, on this very show a few weeks ago, express his support for the sorts of things that we're talking about. But do we know that we've got bipartisan support on those other two bills?
The bill hasn't been put forward yet, so that exposure draft will have to go through the party room. But given that there has been that strong show of support from both Matthew Guy and the new Equality Minister, new Shadow Equality Minister, I should say, we're really hoping to see a bipartisan approach to this really sensible piece of legislation.
Excellent.
But you did mention, we did hear that the Victorian Libs, there's a quiet conversation going behind the scenes about the windbacks to conversion practices.
So this was based on an Age article that came out last week, and I think anyone who read the headline would have cause for concern. So it said that opposition promised churches it would amend gay conversion laws if elected. And so this is based off what was a claim made by the Australian Christian Lobby to amend the conversion practices bill if the Vic Libs won the next election. Now, we heard this rumour a few weeks ago when we contacted the then Shadow Minister, Bridget Vallance, and put the question to her. She replied and she said to us in email that she wasn't aware of any such commitment being made to repeal the conversion practices bill. So for anyone who isn't entirely across this bill, this has been put into legislation earlier this year. So for anyone found trying to change or suppress another person's gender or sexuality faces penalties and fines. However, I will say, Fiona, that we did speak with the Shadow Equality Minister, James Newbury, just this week, and we do understand that he's a very committed ally to the community. He wasn't contacted for comment by the journalist who wrote that article. But what we would really say to the Vic Libs and anyone else seeking to change this bill is that it actually has an inbuilt review in the legislation. So the Attorney General must ensure that an independent review of the operation is done 2 years after the commencement of the Act. So that's built in. So instead of making amendments, let's let that pass through and let this piece of legislation mature.
That's exactly the right way it should be dealt with. But my understanding is that, in fact, the ACL claimed that they had this in writing, this particular deal. So what do you know about that?
Well, that hasn't been seen. So I would be very keen to see the ACL put that forward on the public record because I think it will help settle this. I don't want to see this very important bill being used as political dynamite. And unfortunately, it seems like the ACL are hell-bent on politicising it.
I hope that this is just a bit of a nasty rumour and a bit of nasty gossip and the whole thing just passes and we can just get on with what is good practice and the implementation of a good bill that has the inbuilt review process.
And maybe we will definitely seek to get James Newbury on the program.
Yeah, definitely.
To discuss these very points. Now, also, Nevena, the Victorian Pride Lobby is starting a new campaign called It Takes More.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, tell us more.
So we have a problem in our Victorian Parliament, and it's not the one that often gets talked about. So of the 128 people in our Parliament, less than 2% are from our community. And while we've had many strides forward, and we've talked about a few of them today, Fiona, about the positive legislation and the great job that Commissioner Todd Fernando is doing, we'll never be truly the equality state until the Parliament reflects the rich diversity of our community. And there's a few things that just really blew my mind when I read them.
How can it be less than 2%? That means it's less than, it's like one and a bit people.
One and a bit.
That doesn't make sense.
So there's currently no openly LGBT people in the ministry or shadow ministry. There's never been a trans, non-binary or intersex person elected to the Victorian Parliament ever. And there's only been an openly lesbian, bisexual or queer woman, one elected to the Legislative Assembly and none elected to a Legislative Council. So the Victorian Pride Lobby believes this has to change. We've launched It Takes More, which is a non-partisan campaign to support more LGBTQ people to run for and, importantly, be elected to the Victorian Parliament.
I thought we already had a gay male in the Assembly and a lesbian woman in the Council.
That's our 2%. So we do we've never had a lesbian, bisexual, or queer woman elected to the Legislative Assembly,
or a trans person.
Openly out.
Right. Yes.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Cool. That's a great campaign.
So, how do people get on board with that campaign, Nevena?
So they can go to our website, ittakesmore.com.au, and what the campaign is going to be offering is not just candidate mentoring and support. We're also going to be working directly with political parties to emphasise the importance of having LGBTQ candidates in winnable seats, because that's the crucial difference, isn't it? It's one thing to have, you know, rainbows across your ticket, perhaps number 5 down the ballot, or in a seat that they may not necessarily win. It's another matter entirely to have someone in a contested seat. And we know that there are fantastic people from our community involved in politics across the, you know, political stripes. And so we're having a campaign launch next Tuesday at 6 p.m. to kick off this campaign and get us running well ahead of the Victorian election, which is going to creep up on us, I have to say, next November, with the fabulous Harriet Sheen, Chris Steele from Canberra to give us a bit of that interstate perspective, and Heath Wilson from the Victorian Liberals.
Yeah, lovely. And tell me, are you looking at targets, or are you looking at quotas? What are you working towards? What's your goal?
It's interesting. We recently put out a report called Breaking the Rainbow Ceiling, where we surveyed the experiences of women from our community who had considered or who had run for public office. And quotas and targets were one of the important mechanisms that helped achieve representation, but it doesn't work with every political party. So each party has their own philosophy. Mm. So while we'll be certainly putting forward it as a recommendation, there's also other ways that we can get parties to ensure that they've got the right candidates in winnable seats from our community.
Nevena, we're nearly out of time. So if any of our listeners wish to get on top of this or back this campaign, what's the best way to do that?
Go to the website, ittakesmore.com.au. But if you're a card-carrying member of a political party, why not get in touch with them and ask what they're doing to have more LGBTIQ people running in winnable seats ahead of the next Victorian state election? You're a member, your voice counts. Let's get more rainbow into our parliament and become the equality state.
Wonderful.
Love it, Nevena. Thank you so much. We have run out of time, and we always love having you on the program. We look forward to doing it again soon, and you have a lovely weekend.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your weekend.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.